This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. At the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, this is one of the most intense times of the year, the last week of classes. Final exams take place next week. The bookend to what's been a very painful period at MIT, as six students and one professor have died by suicide in the past 14 months. MIT is not the only higher education institution to experience a suicide cluster, but the school and students, widely considered among the world's most elite, are taking steps to confront the problem. WBUR's Lynn Joliker has more in this installment of our series, Suicide, A Crisis in the Shadows.
Thank you, David.
On a sunny spring day at MIT.
So we have milk. Have 1% fat-free soy milk and almond milk.
Students are lined up at a table grabbing ice cream sundaes, milk, and cookies. And if they're interested, an embrace.
Just giving away ice cream and now hugs. No,
I want a hug. That'll be good.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hugs from MIT parents.
This MIT parent is Sonal Patel of Cambridge, whose son graduated last year. The recipient of the hug is Miguel Mendez, a native of Mexico who's doing postdoctoral research at MIT.
It's always good to know that people around the campus actually care about you as a person. This being an institution that expects a lot from you, it can really pass a toll on you sometimes.
The event is billed as Stress Less Day, a chance for people at the university that churns out many of the world's top engineers and scientists to just take a break from problem sets, exams, and research. The snack break is sponsored by the student group Active Minds, which promotes mental health awareness. Volunteers are handing out flyers with facts on depression and anxiety, as well as mental health resources at MIT.
Thank you.
Take some cookies.
Thanks for doing this.
Active Minds and other student groups have seen increased interest in their events designed to reduce stress, promote a sense of community, and reduce stigma following six student suicides since March of last year. Some at MIT say a lot of the pressure that exists is self-imposed by ultra-competitive and successful students.
There's no way to avoid stress in a place like this where, like, most kids were like the valedictorians of their school because everyone's used to being a perfectionist and all that.
But sophomore mechanical engineering major Matt Osa from San Antonio says at one point when he was feeling overwhelmed, he went to Student Support Services, or S-Cubed. That's where academic deans help students with a range of issues, from deciding whether they should seek mental health care to looking for some leeway from professors during a particularly jam-packed week, which Osa got.
I was able to get like a few tests pushed back, like a couple days and stuff like that. They're really willing to work with people as long as they reach out. And that's the hardest thing, is getting people to reach out.
But in some of the suicides at MIT, academic pressure may not play a major role, if any. Mental health professionals say a combination of factors, including mental illness, is usually to blame for suicide. Victor Schwartz is medical director of the Jed Foundation, which helps colleges improve their suicide prevention and mental health programming.
There's actually no empirical evidence at this point that schools that are more competitive or more pressured actually have higher rates of suicide deaths than other colleges.
MIT has gone through periods when its suicide rate is higher than the national average, though, including last year and this year.
We should be careful about not reaching conclusions that we really don't have evidence to support. In fact, with undergraduates, the information we have suggests more that suicidal behavior is more often associated with relationship or family problems.
The MIT student who most recently died by suicide in early March suffered from a physical disease that caused debilitating pain. According to published reports, the freshman left behind messages to her family that she, quote, couldn't keep fighting. The father of another MIT freshman, who killed himself March 1st, tells us the family learned after his death that he had recently sought help from an MIT psychiatrist. He was preoccupied with thoughts about death and life he had had since childhood, thoughts he had never revealed to his parents, his father says. He indicated to the doctor he was not suicidal, and he wrote a letter saying his suicide had nothing to do with school pressure. and a graduate student who took her life in April of last year was devastated by her mother's sudden death from cancer a month earlier, her father says. Though every suicide is unique, Schwartz from the Jed Foundation says MIT has some specific challenges.
It's a very, very disparate population. You have a large population of grad students, of international students. So I think one of the challenges there is creating a sense of connectedness and community.
That would help reduce isolation. And Schwartz says Jed is working with MIT and other schools to improve communication between residence hall leaders, academic advisors, and campus mental health counselors about specific students who are struggling, to the extent it's legal under privacy laws. But these aren't new issues for MIT. In 2001, then-President Charles Vest commissioned a mental health task force following a series of suicides over the previous decade. The group issued a report and detailed recommendations for improving mental health care and awareness on campus. MIT tells us nearly all of the recommendations were adopted. In 2006, the university settled a wrongful death lawsuit stemming from one of those earlier deaths, and it faces another suit surrounding a suicide in 2009. In both cases, the families claimed people at MIT knew of their children's mental health issues and didn't respond properly. MIT denied our requests for interviews with Chancellor Cynthia Barnhart and the head of the Mental Health Service, saying those people are engaged in the work at hand and can't be pulled away from it. After the two most recent suicides in March, the MIT administration organized gatherings to remember the students and foster conversation. Freshman Anna Marie Baer is one of hundreds of students who attended.
I think just the idea that someone in our grade was feeling such pain to go through something like this, it's just really hard.
The chancellor and provost also emailed faculty urging them to be flexible with students, to give them a break on tests and assignments, and talk with them about their feelings.
Well, I think you can always do more, but I think MIT does a good job at what they do.
John Belcher has taught physics at MIT for 44 years. He applauds the school for making student support services easily accessible and unintimidating. He says he's referred many students there because they were struggling academically or emotionally. Belcher and other professors are now particularly attuned to the issue of imposter syndrome. That's a feeling that students or even professors can have, that they must be at MIT by mistake.
I think imposter syndrome is a real effect here at MIT. The students come in and they tend to think that they're the dumbest student here and everybody else is brighter. And when they get into trouble, they don't realize that other people are struggling with the same thing.
And Belcher can speak from experience about mental illness. He openly tells students and colleagues of having had clinical depression 25 years ago and the fact that the antidepressant Prozac has stabilized him since then.
I was very depressed, but it was a minor blip in my medical history. I've had cancer twice. Those were major blips.
The professor is helping Active Minds organize a campus-wide awareness campaign to launch in the fall, centered on the theme that struggling is part of life, and it's okay to ask for help. The group also promotes simple steps students can take to care for themselves and set limits. MIT junior Ariella Yosefat is the Active Minds president.
I have found that I love sleep, and I need sleep, and I need some restful awake time. And I think a lot of MIT students come to that point where they realize that, oh, I don't need to be taking six classes, and I don't need to be doing five extracurriculars to fit in at MIT. I can take four classes. I can be really, you know, heavily into this one thing, and that's okay.
It's the students who don't get that message and don't reach out for help who worry her. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.